following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Good afternoon, Refuge family. It's December 8th, and I can't wait to kind of get into the Word with you and share with you today what the Lord's been putting on my heart as we look at Romans chapter 6. We're going to look at Romans chapter 6 today. We're going to talk a little bit about the season that we're in and the things that we need to be aware of. If you will, let's go ahead and just have a moment of prayer as we begin and pray for you. And wherever you're at, whatever you're going through, as you're listening to this message, please know that the pastoral staff here at Refuge deeply cares for each and every single one of the members here at the church. And during this time of either a prolonged time away from each other, and as we're getting through these next couple of weeks here, we know in Orange County where we're shut down, it's even more difficult. So know that our hearts are here for you. And please, if you need prayer, call the church and let us know. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you for everybody who's listening. I thank you who you are, that you are the consistent source of life in our life. You're the consistent one, Father. You're the foundational rock. You're our light in the darkness. You're the one that we can go to, Father, when we just can't seem to navigate the storms of life. Father, we can always trust in you, and we can always trust in the word that you have given to us, Father. We love you, and we praise you in your name. Amen. All right, I want to start off this morning and first talk about what's pretty obvious right now, that we are in a stay-at-home order here in Orange County, and it is, I know, devastating for so many people, and especially around this time of the year where we're looking at Christmas is just a few weeks away, and this is difficult. And going through this entire year, 2020 has been difficult. We can't say it enough. We understand that it's been difficult. But definitely this season, with Christmas around the corner, I know where many of us were hoping to get out of this pandemic or have some kind of light at the end of the tunnel. It seems like we're getting into a time right now where it's just feeling very heavy, and very heavy for many people. Well, I want to give you a word of encouragement, and as I give you a word of encouragement, remember that God's word is our light during hard times, that when we go through storms, we are to open up the word, study the word, and it's okay and perfectly fine and probably necessary to turn off the news, to turn off social media, wherever you're getting a lot of information from, and just get your head into the Word and make time for yourself to read, to stop, to pray, and to consider God's Word for me and you. Well, this is what I want to talk about today. We're going through a really hard time, and many believers out there, I know they're stressed and they're struggling as well. You know, during this time, it can be so easy to be tempted to join into the negativity and into the darkness of this world by spouting off harassing comments or by talking down to people in ways that we know don't please the Lord. And we understand that many people can argue the practicality of what is happening here in Orange County. And we can look at it and we can say it's unjust, it's not right, it's illogical, or we can have all of our different opinions, or there may be some people on the other side who say, actually, it's perfectly fine, it is just, it is logical, and these are what's going on. And right now, we're going through this season where we're navigating this together with so many different emotions tied in to what's happening. Well, looking at Romans chapter 6, I was just doing some reading and looking at the encouragement that Paul was giving to the Roman church. And I'd say encouragement, but also coaching, because he was encouraging them to fully walk in the full truth of God's word. But he also gave them some coaching and some correcting. And this is what he says in Romans chapter 6. In the first part here, Romans 1, and I'll just briefly go through this, Romans 1 through 11, he kind of just sets up the argument that if we have been saved by Christ, Christ then now dwells inside of us, and we have been forgiven for our sins, we are not to continue going on sinning. He said, even though we have been forgiven, we should not continue sinning. It says right here, what shall we say then? As he continues on from 5, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? See, it's a very popular thought that we can just continue living our life. And yes, we'll have our moments of anger and frustration with our coworkers or people that are around us. But we know that sometimes we lose our cool or lose our temper, especially during times like this. And we can think in the back of our head, well, you know, it's okay. I'm just having a hard day. And then we can say, I'm covered by the grace of God. It's okay. God still loves me. God still loves me, which absolutely he does no matter what. There's nothing that you can do in this life separate from rejecting him wholeheartedly and outrightly, rejecting his spirit and the knowledge of who he is. There's nothing that you can do in this life that can separate you from the love of God. But we should never take advantage of God's grace. See, now here in verse 12, Paul would tell this, or would say this in his letter. He says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. Don't allow it to happen. I know we're going through a hard time. I know it's stressful. Don't allow sin into your life, into your mind, into your heart. Don't allow it to reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its lust. And that lust, that wanting, I have to voice my opinion. I have to tell those people how mad I am at them. I have to call those people this name. I have to do this. Don't obey that lust of anger that wants to take over you, or that lust of pride. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but you are under grace. And he says this, because of God's grace, because he has forgiven you for all the things that you have ever done, and the only thing he asks of you is that you freely, freely confess your sins to him, and you open up your heart to the knowledge of who he is, and you say, and you let him in, and you say, God, I need you. He promises that his spirit will come and dwell inside of you. And because of that free gift, there's nothing that needs to be done. There's no place you need to go. There's no action that you need to take, no physical thing that you need to do. Just need to freely confess your sins to God and say, God, I need you. Because he is an ever-loving Father that's filled with grace, and he has given you his grace and forgiveness of your sins, he wants to use you as an instrument of his, as an instrument of his righteousness. See, in many of us, we want to use our bodies, which it's our bodies, right? And the idea of our will, what we want to be done. And we say, but this is the way that I feel. This is how I feel justified. You have to know my opinion on something. Well, before you spout those comments off, or before you go off on your neighbors or anybody in your household, take a moment, pause, and think, am I being used as an instrument for my own will? Am I being used as an instrument for unrighteousness? Are my words coming out of my mouth? Are wicked words coming out of my mouth? Or do I fully surrender my entire body, including the member of my mouth, the things that I say, to God and saying, God, use me as your instrument during this dark time, because this world needs people who are willing to be instruments of righteousness during this time. People that share the joy of the Lord, the peace of the Lord, the hope that's in the Lord, the love of the Lord to other people. That's what the Lord is looking for. He's looking for you to be used as his instrument to spread his very word, his love, his joy, his peace. And that is so true in this season as we're getting through a Christmas season. We are in a world right now that is hurting in so many different ways. Bring joy wherever you can bring joy. Bring peace wherever you can bring peace. Share the good news of God's love wherever you can share that. And make sure that you are watching out for the things that are going on inside of your head, that are going on inside of your heart towards other people. Fight against that. Don't leave room for your own will to come out of your mouth. Make sure that you're spending enough time in God's word that it is His words that are coming out of your mouth, that it is His voice that's being spoken when you speak to other people, that when they get to know you and they see how you behave and how you act and how you treat other people during this time, that they will see what Jesus says is to let your light shine before others so that they will see what you do, especially during dark times, and they will give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Because that is who we are purposed to be. That's who we're supposed to be. So why not just do that? I know it's a hard time right now, but never forget to be used as God's instrument in this world. And by doing so, you're going to bring light in some very dark times. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for everybody who's listening. Lord, as they think and they dwell and they ponder on who they are supposed to be in the midst of this storm, Lord, and we know that there's so much hurt and there is so much pain, confusion and chaos everywhere. May we as believers slow down, simplify, focus on your word. Allow the knowledge of your word to fill our minds and our hearts, to rest in the peace and the love and the joy that we know only comes from you, that we may be lights during this very dark time, Lord. We love you and we praise you, and may that be true for everybody who's listening. In your name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.